this kingdom, we play by a different set of rules.
Mokabaya, covenant and altars are the primary generators of wealth. That means there's a strong connection between priesthood and prosperity. Without the spiritual foundation, you attempt to do business, it will be in vain. Put me anywhere. Why? A body without a spirit is dead.
So much your human strength can do. There is just so much your mental capacity can do. There is just so much the natural advantages you have because of your background can do. There is the supernatural empowerment of the Spirit, hallelujah, that is communicated through impartations of the Spirit, hallelujah, glory to God. Through the breathing in of the throne room, it's like that. You can't change it. Amen. So as you hear in the first service, hear God's word taught around finances, open your heart for impartation. I'm trusting God that in both services we'll have time to pray and for words to be spoken over you concerning finances, concerning love and marriage for second service. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. God told me that this year, millionaires are rising. Amen. Especially people of young age. Amen. Hallelujah. If you believe and run with it, you will live out the experience. Hallelujah. Mighty millionaires. And for some, they are moving to the tens of millions. For others, to the hundreds of millions. Yet for others, to the billion realm. Can I get an amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. Oh, Father, we thank you. We love you, Lord. Glory, glory, glory to God. Woo,
glory.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Greetings from Dr. Pastor Paul Enenche. Amen. Hallelujah. Many things will be unveiled with time. Have your seat. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Money matters but fall. We've had phenomenal times, right? Amazing and phenomenal times this 1 month. Has this series been a blessing to you? Have you been blessed by these discussions around money and these impartations, amen, as it were, around money? From the beginning, I told you that these are financial revival meetings. You remember? Financial prosperity revival meetings. And truly, truly, I mean that in every sense of it. And I'm trusting God that truly you will not be like an average Christian who just hear nice words and say, oh, nice revelation, and hope that something will happen with what they have heard. I'm believing God that you be that Christian who will go and sit on these things you have heard and run with the things you have heard. Glory to God. That means that you were hearing these things over this 1 month. It's not enough. You will sit down with them. You will download the messages. You will get the material out. And I'm hoping that this will be the experience of everyone listening to me. This will be the practice after now. Amen. But you go and download them and sit to them and truly hear the voice behind the voice of the preacher. And watch what will happen to your finances. Glory to God. Once is not enough. Once is not enough. That means the four parts, you have to listen to them at least four times each. And then the market square we have on Tuesdays, or we have the four Tuesdays, right? You will sit them and listen to them at least four times. Somebody say, Pastor, where did you get that from? From the Bible, of course. The story about Jesus was written by four people. At least God gave us four repetitions, as it were. I know there are supposed to be four perspectives, but you see, there are stories you hear and hear again. And that means as you listen to the message again and again and again and again, you gain new perspective. Are we together? You gain new perspective. So if there are four gospels and we have Jesus, his earth work written about by four different persons, you read Matthew, you read Mark, you read Luke, you read John. That means to really get the full perspective from a message, you have to listen to it at least four times. Amen. Are you here? And there are different kinds of teachings, different teachings around four in the Bible. Amen. Hallelujah. So please do that. And I want my joy in my closet when I pray about these meetings and I pray for you. My joy and my fulfillment is somebody coming and say, Pastor, thank you for Money Matters and the Market Square of February. Look at what has happened to my finances. Look at what has happened to my family. See what has happened to us as far as finances are concerned. Thank you, sir. Amen. There's a difference, a visible difference. Thank you, sir. That'll be my joy this year for you. Amen. Amen. So please, go and sit on them. Sit with hunger. Two Sundays ago, I told you that you can't really do much. Even God knows that. You can't do much for people who are not hungry. Create a hunger around your finances. Poverty is not glorious. It's not. Give your mind a reason to break into the multiplied millions this year. And I'm speaking to you who is 18 years old and 100 level. Now, speaking to you who is 45, a family man, a family woman. I'm speaking to you who is 50. You are never too young and you are never too old. And that is scripture. You are never too young and you are never too old. Have a hunger. Create a hunger. If it's not there, create it. Nobody stumbles on this thing. Create it. One of the ways to give your mind reason is to have kingdom dreams. Kingdom dreams. How many of you have ever thought, look, Lord, you gave me 100 million. I'm going to give 50 million to Pastor. I'm going to give 50 million to Glory Zone Church. I'm going to build. I'm going to put Pastor on TV. Amen. I'm going to pay school fees for 50 people who cannot afford it for 5 years. Have it together. I'm going to put 100 children on scholarship throughout secondary schools. That is part of giving your mind a reason to prosper. Because as long as the vision is just you and your immediate family, as it were, there is a blockade on your mind. In fact, you can't see too far. The moment you start having these kingdom dreams, the farther you can see. Amen. And part of the law of success is what we call the law of time perspective. That means the most successful in society think the farthest. I'm just paraphrasing. Glory to God. I say glory to God. That means they consider the longest duration of time in their day-to-day decision and in their planning. And that automatically happens to you when you have kingdom dreams. So what are your kingdom dreams in 2021? What are your kingdom dreams? That's looking beyond yourself now. What can you do for the gospel? What can you do for God's church? What can you do for the poor? And be serious about it. Write them down. This is what I want to do. And you see, the moment you write that down, the Spirit of God will begin to lead you to do something about that from where you are now. From the 20,000, from the 100,000, from the 200,000, from the 50,000, from the 1 million, depends on your level. The Lord will begin to lead you to do something about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm tempted to do a long recap, but let me just give a summary and connect it to where we are. Last week we stopped at wealth, giving, honor, right? Remember, we started our discussion by issuing a disclaimer, and we said that this talk around money is not about what to drive, what to eat, what to wear, where to go to for vacation. We said it's a conversation around your soul. How many of you remember that? Amen. It's a conversation around your soul. Because if you don't master money, Satan will use money as a bait for your soul. Remember that, right? So every time we talk about money, don't see it as just a conversation around meeting your needs. You'll be making a mistake. Rather see it as a conversation around a leverage for your soul to serve God. Very important. Very important. So money is a leverage to serve your master. Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You will love one and hate the other. He said, you cannot serve God and mammon. You remember that in Matthew 6 or so? You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot serve God and mammon. So he brought a comparison between God and Mammonas, which was the Syrian god of money. It has a different form today, but it's still the same God. Are we together? Amen. Or talking about the force that controls the flow of money, that influences the finances of the people in the world. Amen. And from that, we made a second point that, look, the root of money is spiritual. Somebody said, but the Bible says money is the root of all evil. It's a lie. It's not in the Bible. I say, the Bible never says that. The Bible never says money is the root of all evil. You show me what the Bible says that. What did the Bible say? Say, the love of money. That is the root of all evil. And guess what? The love of money begins with the lack of money. Did you get that? The love of money begins with the lack of money. It's almost impossible to see a child who grieves so much abundance love money. Their temptation will be different. They may love women, love power, but not money. Did you get that? So it begins with the lack of it. The lack of money has caused more problems than the presence of money. You know why? When you see money causing problem in a person's hand, check their background. There will be a history of the lack of money. Am I talking? Very important. And you see, we have to talk about this. Somebody say, must we talk about money in church? Yes, I've given you reasons already. I cannot go back into that. So the root of money is spiritual. And if you don't understand the spiritual root of money, there is a level of wealth you cannot manage, you cannot control. If you see money as something that is totally physical, chances are you'll have problems later. Amen. Amen. You have problems with money. Glory to God. So the church is the ground and the pillar of truth. And the word of God is the final authority concerning every matter. So if God is not teaching you about money, Satan is already teaching you about money. Glory to God. Oh, I thought I was going to get a response there. If God is not teaching you about money, Satan is already teaching you about money. But somebody say, I don't have lectures with Satan. He's teaching you indirectly to his system that he has set on the earth. Very important. Glory to God. I'm going to say, God has a lot to say about money. Glory to God. All right, so we said the spirituality of money, 5 pillars, right? Now, let me just give you this. You see, if you take out, write this down. If you take out primitive passion for kingdom advancement from the discussion around prosperity, what you have is materialism. Did you get that? If you take out primitive passion in the heart of the believer from the equation of money and prosperity, what you have left in the so-called prosperity message will be what? Materialism. A carnal affinity for earthly gain. A carnal affinity for earthly gain. So when we talk about money, we have to talk about that. The only balance you have for money not to destroy your soul is a primitive passion for kingdom advancement. A primitive passion for God's presence. A primitive passion for the king's agenda to prosper on the earth. And that primitive passion means that is the core. Every other thing in your life goes around it. That means there's nothing you can let go for God. You can let go that car. You can let go that money in your account. You can let go temporary conveniences. You can let go the opportunity if it doesn't bring glory to his name. That means the only reason why you would turn down a shady deal, are you seeing this now? It will be because of primitive passion for the kingdom. Apart from that, it will paint money. You will look for a carnal excuse around it. After all, once I make this money, I'll give it to church. I'll give you good back to church. You've heard believers say that. Amen. Hallelujah. They may not say it with their mouth, but they say it with their actions. To God, listen to me. To God, the means is as important as the end. Amen. To God, the means is as important as the end. As far as prosperity is concerned, as far as money is concerned, to God, the means is as important as the end. They are both important. To the people of the world, they may say the end justifies the means. Once what I want to do with it is nice and good for people and good for God, quote and unquote, the means is not important. That is a lie. Not with God, because this is about allegiance of the soul. That means when you compromise because of money, you have already paid obeisance to Satan. You have worshipped him. Do you understand? So the whole essence is defeated. In the realm of the spirit, they don't spend money. God doesn't spend dollars and pounds. Amen. Satan doesn't spend dollars and pounds, as it were. In the realm of the spirit, what spirits are after is allegiance of soul. Worship. That was what Satan was after when he told Jesus to bow and worship him. Just once. I think if you read Amplified Translation, he said, worship me just once, and I will give you the wealth of the whole world, the kingdoms of the world and their wealth and their glory just once. Just once. And I've taught it here before. It's not about bowing just once. There is a legalism or a legality to the realm of the spirit. That you bow once doesn't mean you are going. Spiritual transactions have happened. And then in the second service, I'll be talking about sex today. Amen. I'll teach you some things. We will talk. We'll have discussion. And I pray it to be a continuing discussion. Glory to God. Covers both single and married. They say if you escape fornication, adultery is waiting for you. Amen. But how did I get into talking about that? I was saying something. Thank you. It doesn't happen once. So when we get to second service, those that be around will hear. We hear that. So it's not about bowing once and going. No. It's about the legal hold on the soul. Never forget these foundations around money. Never forget it. So if you leave the principles of God's word, if you leave your allegiance, your honor for your King Jesus in the process of the pursuit of money, the essence is defeated. What you have is materialism. It's no longer kingdom prosperity. You have to know that God is big enough to get to you as you stand on his word. Did you hear what I say? You have to believe, aside that you are not in faith, you have to believe that God is righteous enough, that God is powerful enough, that God is omnipotent enough to get to you the wealth that you desire as you stand on his word. To cut corners is to demonstrate lack of faith in your King that you claim that you trust. Are you with me? So we cannot take that primitive passion for God and his kingdom out of the equation of prosperity. When you take it out, what you have in the so-called prosperity message, I say it, is materialism. It's carnal affinity for natural things. And that, my friend, has the ability to destroy. Now, that is what the Bible refers to as the love of money. Why did he call it love? This is a relative stuff. That means money holds a position that is superior to God in the person's heart. And that's the place you must never get to. That money should never hold a place in your heart that is superior to the place that God holds. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Are you blessed? So having established that, we said, the first invisible pillar for the flow of wealth is what? Blood. And it says, altars and covenants are the primary generators of wealth. Never forget that. Number two, knowledge. We said, the more you know, the more you earn. We said, increase your mental bandwidth, right? As far as prosperity and money is concerned. Money does not flow in the direction of those who are chasing it. Chasing money is a mistake. Don't look for money. Money is not missing. You create the corresponding mental framework that attracts money to you. Amen. You don't pursue money, you attract money. If you have not written that down, you have to write it down. You don't pursue money, you attract money. You attract money. And listen, the amount of money you attract is directly proportional to the strength of your magnet for money. Did you get that? The amount and the kind of money you can attract is directly proportional to the strength of your magnet, your inner magnet for money. I will explain that as we talk about value. Now, and that inner magnet is generated by your knowledge, your financial intelligence. Let me put it that way. That magnet, how do you build a magnet? Financial knowledge is a major part. Financial intelligence is a major part. I've made it simple for you. For books, I say read the number of books equal to your age in years. So if you are 25, read and study 25 books about money. If you are 35, read and study 35 books about money. If you are 45, read and study 45 books about money and watch what will happen to your finances. Of course, from tested authors. Tested authors. And then sit down and listen to messages like these that teach about money. Sit down. Listen, if you have not listened to preachers talk about prosperity and money, don't go and read book about money and business. It won't help you. Remember I said on Tuesday that you have to anchor your soul first. Actually, we've been saying it. You have to anchor your soul first. So spend time listening to messages like this. We did teachings years ago. We called them Kingdom Prosperity Campaign. Yes, go and listen to them. Gaining financial intelligence, we have, go and listen to them. Then read the books. It will give your mind a new exposure. It will give your mind a new horizon. A new horizon. Oh yes, it will. So challenge yourself, not just fasting and prayer. What do I know about money? If you are passionate enough, you will go after knowledge. The proof of love is investment. Glory to God. The proof of desire, rather, is investment. You see, one thing have I desired, that will I seek after. So if you desire to be wealthy, you will invest time in getting the knowledge. Notice I didn't say, if you desire money, you spend time chasing after money. You will set time to go after the knowledge of money. To mingle with God's wisdom concerning finances. He said, through desire, a man having separated himself, intermeddleth with all wisdom. Glory to God. Are you blessed? All right. Then we said, honor, right? Giving, which is honor. Go and listen to last week's message. I spoke about highlighted tithing, okay? I highlighted tithing, something I didn't touch on. Let me just, okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Luke 6:38. If you can't finish the curriculum today, we'll find a time. So turn it to an ebook. All right. Let me draw on where we stop. We said the fundamental law. We said as far as priesthood practices for prosperity is concerned, the leading incense is what? So remember, the leading incense is what? Sacrificial giving. Remember that. I said the fundamental laws that govern productive giving are honor, love, and what? In faith. So you give primarily because you honor. And I did a post earlier this week. I says, when God talks about giving, the primary thing on his mind is what? Honor. Honor. So if you take honor out of your giving, is almost useless. Even when you are giving to the poor, you don't throw things at the poor. You give them with honor and dignity. You give them knowing. The Bible says, he that gives to the poor lends to the Lord. You give them knowing, look, I am lending to the Lord. Oh, imagine doing business with God. Imagine lending to God. How much do you think his return on investment will be? Glory to God. So you do it with honor. When you're giving to your parents, you do it with honor. When you're giving to your pastor, you do it with honor. Glory to God. When you're giving to God, you do it with honor. This is why we make envelopes available in church. You don't just squeeze money. God is not a Nigerian policeman on the road. Just squeeze money. No, you don't do that. If you can't separate clean money. When I have money, I separate clean money to keep as offering. As much as I can remember. Are you with me? It's part of honor. You separate mint. You carry the old ones to the market. What are you doing? Honor. Honor. So never forget that. The primary thing is honor. That is what God is after. It's honor. So your heart must be aligned with the revelation of honor. It means to put preference on. When we talk about first fruit, it's the same thing. It's honor. It's not because pastor or church needs your money. It's honor. So when you're giving your first fruit to your pastor, you are giving a prophet's offering to a man of God. Worship. In fact, even when you see a need and you are meeting the need, honor on your mind. Even when you meet some men of God who don't have self-dignity, and maybe they are pestering you for money, quote and unquote, and you want to give to them, do it in honor. Cover your eyes from their weakness. Do you understand? Number two, even when you don't have to give, in your heart, let honor be there. You know what I figured? Was it last year or 2 years ago? If you understand the revelation of honor, half of your problems are solved. Bible honor. You've heard Mike Murdock say this, that honor is the key to access. That is a law. The access is not just access to a person's presence. No. That is the least of the access. Access to a new realm. Access to a new possibility. Access to new dimensions of operation. Honor is the key. Amen. Are we there? Luke 6, 38. So, you give in honor. You give in faith. In faith means in expectation of a harvest. It's something that traditional Christianity doesn't like to talk about. Now we say the primary thing is love and honor, right? But you see, that you enjoy farming doesn't mean you throw seeds without expecting a harvest. Glory to God. And listen to this. The expectation of a harvest makes you take responsibility. That means you don't just throw, you went to the farm, you planted the corn, and then you say, I just like to farm. Man, you just like to farm. It took some sacrifices to make the ridges, to put the seed in the soil. And after you've done that, you have to expect a harvest. That expectation of a harvest will make you go weak. Oh, glory to God. The expectation of the harvest will cause you to water the plant. The same thing. If the Bible refers to material giving as seed, read the writings of Paul. Wouldn't make it up. You know, when you hear preachers in the 21st century say, okay, sow your seeds, and all that, some spiritually uneducated people think preachers made it up. No, it's in the Bible. Material things in the Pauline epistle. Material things were likened to seed. Paul called them seed. You hear him responding to the Christians at Corinth. He said, now the Lord multiply your seed sown and increase the fruit of your righteousness. Multiply your seed sown. He referred to the material giving, the context of that verse is in exchange of material things. He says, no church communicated with me concerning giving and receiving. In Philippians 4. He said, for you sin once and again. And then he referred to those things as seed. And he talked about God multiplying your seed sown and increasing the fruit of your righteousness. Oh God. That means when I carry my car and give to church, I'm sowing a seed. And there's a harvest of that seed. Is a dimension of giving, you must understand. After knowing that, look, we give because we love God, we give because of honor, we must understand how to take responsibility, how to expect a harvest, and that expectation creating a sense of responsibility. Oh, I gave my first 1 million naira seed, I'm expecting a harvest in multiplied form. Glory to God. And in certain seasons, God will lead you to the place of harvest, and most times that leadership of the spirit to the place of the harvest will be entering into things you think you are not ready for. But that is the harvest. If you are expecting harvest, you take responsibility, you take steps of faith. So it's all through scriptures. The Lord multiplies your seed, so increase the fruit of your righteousness. Then Jesus is talking here. Luke 6:38. Jesus is talking. Look at this. You know, a dear man of God calls it a money game. That you can live on this scripture as far as your finances is concerned. No, go home. If you have never meditated on this scripture, go home and do so today. Look at this. Give, and it shall be given to you. What? That means the more you give, the more is given to you. The less you give, the less is given to you. My goodness. That means you can give your way out of the current level. You can. Don't let social media pastors talk you otherwise. You will struggle for long. You can give. You can use the scripture into your next level financially. Give. Give. And it shall be given unto you. Look at this. Good measure. Pressed down. Shaking together. And running over. Shall who? Angels. Men. Give into your corpus, into your money bag. Hi. He's a good measure. Now he's trying to describe the harvest on giving. Good measures. Press down. Shake him. Listen, don't let a month pass without doing a giving beyond your offering. Don't let it. And if you want, I can give you a structure. Tithe, prophet offerings, giving to your parents, giving to, that means even if it's a recharge card, it should be communicated between you and your pastor, between you and your parents. Giving to the poor. Listen, you're planning, your Sunday offering is regular, partnership regular, tithes is not your own, amen. It's God's thing that you are holding. That should return. We have discussed it now. Are you here? Every month. I've done that for years. I may not be consistent with the percentage, but you see, something has to leave me. Every month. Minus offering and diet and church. Something has to leave me. And it has to be planned for. Are you here? Give. He says, and it shall be given unto you. Then, semicolon, right? He talks about how it shall be given unto you. Good measures. Press down. Shaking together. Running over. Shall men. Shall men. Shall men give. into your bosom. Shall men give, directly or indirectly? Either is men giving you opportunities, because sometimes it could be men giving you opportunities you are not qualified for. Golden opportunities, financial favor, men coming to patronize your goods and your services, men placing value on what you have and on what you do, but it's connected to your giving. It starts by give. Understand giving. There are people who have been members of a church for 5 years and have never given to their pastor. There are people who have been mentored by a person and say, okay, this is their mentor, their spiritual, whatever, mentor. They have never given to the person. It's hilarious. There are people who have mentors in business, mentors in career, who have never given to the person. That's hilarious. Somebody mentors you in business. That they are richer than you makes no difference. This is God's law. Honor the flow of value from them to you. So you are going to see them, not just to get business advice. Carry something. Carry something. According to what you think you can do in faith. Oh. According to what you believe you can do, how? In faith. Don't do it. This is why many people are small. He's even not heard of. He's not heard of. They don't need to tell you. And like I said, they don't need your money. Amen. No, they don't. There's a day I gave $1 million to a dear man of God, a mentor of mine, as a seed. Amen. He is blessed. He is super blessed. He is over blessed. Amen. That $1 million, if you put 1,000 or 2,000 of it together, is he has it. Let me give you an idea. What was I doing? Am I saying, sir, you are the one to be helping? You know, somebody say, the big people, the big ministries are the one to be helping the small ministry. As though ministry money is like a pool that you just put together. Everybody just go and pull. They go down to Living Faith there, get your own portion and do your own work. As a big ministry, you help small ministry. As a pastor, if you think like that, you will close shop very fast. Like I always say, this is not NGO. This is spiritual house. And you must learn the spiritual laws to run it. That means you carry your 1 million... are given to the person who has many times more. With a beg, join himself. Manage this one. Does it make sense? Why will you not carry money that you need to give to someone who doesn't need it? That is human wisdom, reasoning. In God's wisdom, the great, the less is blessed by the better. He said, without contradiction. That means there is no argument as far as this law is concerned. The less is blessed of the better. That means you are seeing money flowing there. You are carrying your money to add. Because you want that flow you see to be happening in your own life. You know, years ago, I heard it firsthand. It's not second, third person. The dear man of God was in the office of another man of God. As he was there, that other man of God's son brought bags, was 300 million as seed he came to sow. I'm sure you've never heard that kind of thing before. He was carrying a bag of 320 million as cash. He came to sow in the office to this man of God while he was there. They were friends. He had never seen maybe 1/6 or 1/10 or 100 like that sold to him before. He looked, he said, this seed for you. Prayed for him while he was there. The man of God prayed. As they were discussing, he brought out his checkbook, wrote his own one small check, maybe 1 or 2 million, and added on top of the bag. He said, man of God, this is for you. Add this one. Now, was he a fool? No. If you don't understand this, you can't have dominion over finances. I like that cash thing. The cash effect. Kai. You know, I was talking to someone all day. I wanted to sue his CD dollars to someone. And then I called this other person. I said, please, send me dollars. I'll send it in Naira. He said, no, sue it in Naira. It has presence. He said, Pastor, put it inside. It's behavior. Oh, praise God. Are you blessed? Thank you, Lord. Are you blessed? Give. Huh? I wanted to talk a little on... Give me Proverbs 11:25. Proverbs 11:25. Kai, I want to talk a little on first fruit. Proverbs 11. I'm excited this morning. Oh, I am. Hallelujah. Look at this. You see, the generous soul will be made what? Rich. Give me King James. Kai. Look at this. He said the liberal soul. You know what liberal means? Generosity. The liberal soul shall be made what? Fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. This is a law. You can't change it. Now, what does it mean by that? Listen, as we talk about keeping money for business, savings, investment, they are important. But you should be able to check yourself when you are withholding too much. Especially as far as God's instructions are concerned, and especially as far as breaking new frontiers in your giving is concerned. That means you look for what you have. Those who hear me are having their finances changed. Those who do as though they are not hearing what you are saying, who are praying for you. Listen, you have to look for, I'm serious. You have to think, what is it that I've never given before? And start planning to give it. That means you are pushing the threshold of giving. Have you given 100,000 before? If the answer is no, give 100,000 or something more. If you keep hearing this and don't do anything about it. Have you given 200,000 before? You set it, remember, in faith. That means it's not by convenience. Go and sell all your clothes. Gather the money. Go and sell your computer, laptop. If you want to break into it, gather the money and go and give. For some of you, that's what you need to do. Have I given ₦1,000,000 before? If the answer is no, you set it and put the monies together and give. Have you given ₦2,000,000 at once before? If you haven't, put and give. I told my wife recently by the Spirit, we are looking towards our ₦10,000,000. I said, amen. We have passed the lower millions. At once, gather the ₦10,000,000 and drop. And watch. So when they mention ₦10,000,000, you don't shake. This is part of the wisdom of the Spirit in expanding your inner capacity as far as finances is concerned. He said, the liberal soul shall be made fat. You know what that means? It's not physical fatness. He says, soul shall be made fat. He's talking about that the fatness of prosperity, the oiling, the smearing of prosperity. That's what he's talking about. Dripping fat. He said, Jeshurun shall wax fat and kick. That is prosperity. Fatness, prophetically, talks about prosperity. He's talking about breaking limits. You see, when he says, and the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing, because of the fatness. That's what he's saying. What he's saying is, you know, an oxen has the size of the neck. When the neck grows so fat, the yoke doesn't fit the neck anymore. So you can't yoke that oxen. It's the same thing. So the picture is about breaking limitations. Oh, are you getting this now? Breaking financial limitations. Breaking lives limitations. By the grace of God, I've given three or four cars out. Cars are like toys to me. My first car, I drove it to a church. I parked it. I called one of the pastors. I said, it's for this church. They sell it and put the money in ministry. And took public transport back to Jos. Fatness. That means it may look as though on the outside, okay, does he have anything? Does he not have anything? That's your problem. In the soil, there's seed that in time will produce a harvest. The Libra soul shall be made fat. He that waters shall himself be watered. Listen, go and increase personally in the revelation of giving. Consistent giving. Because the power is in consistency. The power is in consistency. The power is in consistency. You know, we had a mentorship session with Mommy Becky and then for a while, maybe 45 minutes. You know, the major thing I got from what she was saying was consistency. I think firstly, he asked about finance for a pastor's wife and all. The major thing was consistency. Say, I've done this for 24 years. Every month, every income is splitted into this and this from when it didn't look like anything. And I'll send this to this person, send this to this person, send this to this person. I said, what? Consistency. He said, there's no month I won't carry a seed, no matter how small, and send it to this person. He said, you're so serious that consistency, just learn the lesson. Consistency. Don't do and stop. Consistency. I'll never forget a young man. He gave $1 million last year. I think I mentioned it. That's one of the most consistent person as far as giving to me was concerned that I know. One of the. He started by sending me a recharge card of 1,000 every month years ago. He doesn't miss it. Oh, he doesn't miss it. Then sometimes I saw him, he send 5,000 every month. Then he moved to 10,000. Then last year he gave his first 1 million. Consistency. I can't remember there was a month I didn't see a recharge card or something. I can't remember over the years. Are you learning something? The same thing with your parents, the same thing with giving to the needy. Even if it's your chat card. And I'm reviewing my entire financial stuff. Amen. Even if it's your chat card, send it to your mother. Send it to your dad. Amen. If they are going to be with the Lord, look for their younger brother and younger sisters and keep sending. Is that serious? Did you get that? Thank you, Lord. I'm out of time. Rise to your feet. This is when you are pained. I'm not entered into today's serious part of today's message. Value. Value. This Tuesday is 2nd of March, right? Can we have an agreement that I'll finish this teaching on Tuesday? Can we have an agreement? You know, the agreement means you show up. Amen. I know an average Christian is busy for midweek service. But can we have an agreement? So I'll wrap up the teaching. I'm supposed to teach on value. Value and money. Value added and money. So we'll see on Tuesday at 5:30. And I'll wrap up with the teaching, value, and then authority. Let me see if I can get into authority this Tuesday. Have you been blessed? Have you been blessed? We're going to pray. 5 minutes. You will pray for 2 minutes. Then I will pray for you for 3 minutes. How about that? How hungry are you about prosperity? I want you with hunger in your heart, in the hall, in the overflow hall. I want you to speak. I want you to speak passionately. Lord, I am breaking limits financially this year. My family is breaking limits. Hold on. Now, as you pray that prayer, I want a picture on your mind. What is the picture of breaking financial limit for you? For some of you, it's 10 million. For some of you, it's 20 million. For some, it's 100 million. For some, it's $50,000. Amen. For some, it's $100,000. Amen. What is the picture? What is the picture of breaking financial limit for you? As you pray in 2 minutes, you will put that new picture before you and pray, Lord, I have broken into the new financially. Not for my selfish reason, but Lord, for your house, for your agenda. Go ahead and pray. Lego breko pato system. M fella da capro capasistem ora. M fella da capro system. M fella da caprosa. M fella da caprosa. M fella da caprosa. M fella da caprosa. Arraca patosa. M shaku braku. M fella da capro capa. Arraca patosa. M fella da capro. M shala da kap, M rakapusa, M shala da kap, R rakapusa, M shala da kap, R rakapusa, M shala da kapusa, M shala da kap, M shala da kap, R rakapusa, M shala da kap, R rakapusa, kaputukupa, M shala da kap rakapusa, M shala da kap. M shala da kap, erakapatu kap, erakapatu kap, erakapatu sa, erakapatu kap, erakapa. Hey, hey, shapela pa, epato koto, epalatosa. Inna la ba 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 ba. Shake patu la kupra kupa, em shala da kaprosa, em shala da kaprosa. Hallelujah! Lift your hands, lift your hands up. Shaka pata la bakapaya, rebe kupata salida kupata la dabaya. Oh, I believe in the power of impartations. I believe in the power of impartations. Liga Bora, I believe in supernatural prosperity. I believe that the power gifts, the gift of faith, the gift of healing, the gift of workings of miracles can work in the finances of God's people. Lift your hands. I'm about to shift you into new levels financially. Lift your hands. Oh, I feel that anointing on me. My name is Caris Amewealth. I didn't give myself that name. Shalika Bronda Kepata is a name that came out of an encounter. Lift your hands. Shaki Paratonda Sister. Pinda Kopa. What I'm about to release will rest on you based on your hunger, based on your desire. I've taught you how to increase your scope, your desire. What are your kingdom visions? What do you want to do? What do you want to do for the Lord in 2021? What do you want to do for the Lord in 2021? Lift your hand. Eka beparato batala kopa. Hinta paratonda susha. Shalia to palatonda. Rekopatonda kiska. Shepetola kopa kopata. Rikapatola kopa tokapa. Oh, I see the millennial grace. I see the millennial grace resting on people. I see the millennial grace resting on people. I see the millennial grace resting on people. In the hall, online. Shapela topa, lift your hands and keep speaking in tongues. Shapela repa litopa and keep the pictures in your mind.
I'm seeing many of you stepping into the tens of millions, into the realm of tens of millions. I see the opportunities coming your way. I see the opportunities coming your way. I see the open doors before you. Shakopalatopata, Rakopalitopa, Zepilatopa. Enter into a new room. Enter into a new room. In the realm of the spirit, the room called multi-millions, the room called the millionaire's room. In the name of Jesus, Shepelatobalataya. Ekapalatonda sister polatapaya. Zaliga broda sister. Likapanda kopatosa. Every limitation, mental limitation, demonic limitations, background limitations. Lift your hands. I told you this is going to come upon you. Sound, can I have more sound? I told you this is going to come upon you according to your hunger. What do you see? And what do you want to do this year? Rikapa, hilakopa, lift your hands. Zalika pronda, every limitation. Oh yes, there are demonic limitations of finances. There are. Every limitation. Demonic limitations, background limitations, Rika Pala Ponda, mindset limitations to your next level financially. Shepali Tokapata, Rako Patila Tosa, Shepali Kakapa, Repalito Kapaya, Shepalatonda Kapa, Ripapana Topaya, Shepalatonda. I stand on that is anointing. And by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command the limitations removed. I command the hindrances removed. I command the barricades removed. For the Lord is going before you. He is making every crooked path straight. In the name of Jesus, every gate of brass is broken. Every bar of iron is teared down. In the name of Jesus. By your God, you are running to troops. Financially, you are running to troops. You are leaping over walls. In the name of Jesus, enter into a new orbit of prosperity. Enter into a new corridor of prosperity. Enter into a new realm of prosperity. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that there are workings of miracles in your finances. I decree and declare that the gift of faith, yes, the gift of faith, some of you, that's what you need, the gift of faith, you will rise and say, Kai, it's time to get 20 million, and you will go out and get it. I decree and declare, by the gift of faith, the gift of faith, the gift of supernatural faith will begin to work in you concerning your finances, in the name of Jesus. Yes, workings of miracles. Do you believe me this morning? Are you receiving this morning? Some of you are leaving this service and suddenly the things that look so big financially, suddenly you are thinking, that is not so big anymore. That is not so big. That is normal. That is not so big. In the name of Jesus, for the anointing, this anointing is expanding the boundaries of your mind. I said this atmosphere is expanding the boundaries of your mind. Financial mountains are leveled. Financial mountains are looking like molehills. In the name of Jesus. Many of you standing and listening to me. This year you are sowing your first 1 million naira seed. And not just once, no. You will give to pastor, you will give to church. You will send to your parents in the name of Jesus. And that will just be the beginning. Lift your hands. I want to pray for families. The Lord told me to pray for families concerning the finances of families. I'm seeing embargoes in the spirit, not over just individual, but over families. I'm seeing limitations. I'm seeing limitations. I'm seeing families struggling. One person raising their head And the rest will have to suck that person empty. That is not the will of God. Lift your hand. I pray for every family represented here. Oh, Rabakoseshtapa. With the anointing of God's Spirit on that is atmosphere. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I herald the new season financially. 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 In the name of Jesus, the embargoes are broken. The embargoes are broken. The embargoes are broken. Every cap that Satan has set over families right in this place. Recover Balaton the sister Paya. Zapila Topa. Every demonic capping, demonic embargo, demonic limitations. That nobody should rise in that family. That nobody should spring for. That people should not spring for. Whatever they gang up is, I stand in the name of Jesus. I challenge those powers. I challenge those limitations. I command they are removed. They are removed. The caps are removed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, just watch. You will see, you begin to see new things. You begin to see burst, mighty outburst of supernatural prosperity in your family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I command doors are open. I command opportunities come. I command the guiding light of God's Spirit is leading you into the treasures of darkness and the hidden riches of secret places. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we love you. Lord, we love you. You're right here this morning and there is no relationship between you and the Lord. You are not born again. You've not given your heart to the Lord. Money will destroy you and tear you apart like a lion tears his prey. The balance you can have is your relationship with the Lord. Right where you are, all eyes closed, everybody standing by your heads, you're saying, Dr. Caris, pray for me. I need a relationship with the Lord. Right where you are, just lift your hand. This is not to show you as a worse sinner. Some of us were worse than you. But this is you making a public confession of the Lordship of Jesus. You are saying, Pastor, pray for me. I need a relationship with the Lord. Right where you are, raise your hand. If you are online, just chat our folks up. Just give us a private chat. Private chat. Just send a message to Glory Zone Church. Private chat. And somebody will respond to you immediately. Lika parato sekepa. Just raise your hand where you are in the overflow. Raise your hand where you are. Raise your hand where you are. Raise your hand where you are. Jalika prunda sushtapora. Lika prunda kasashtapora de la kapataya. Untalida kopa. He said, what do I need to be saved? You believe in your heart the lordship of Jesus? Sorry, you believe in your heart the sacrifice of Jesus, that he died for you, that he was raised after 3 days by the Father, and that you confess with your mouth his lordship, and you are saved. That's what to do. That's what to do. So go ahead and do that, and let us know. And let us know. And let us know the decision you have made. Your sins are forgiven. Yes. Righteousness is imparted to your spirit. You have to believe something and say something. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise.
Go ahead and celebrate the Lord. Glory! Glory to God. While standing, can we celebrate the senior pastor? Wow.
Let's celebrate our pastor. We believe the word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.